This is KNKX News. Now that Washington, D.C.'s NFL team has announced it's going to change its controversial name, we're taking a closer look at the use of Native American references in sports. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, the protests and outrage that followed the police killing of George Floyd seemed to be the driver in the team making the long-sought change. Was there anything else that went into it?
Well, I think certainly NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was putting pressure on Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington franchise, to change the name. That's been going on for years. And then the sponsors of the team said it's time to change this name. But I also think there's another lesser known agenda item here. Snyder wants a new stadium when his lease expires on the current FedEx Field in 2027. And he's laying the groundwork now by trying to create competition between Virginia and Maryland as the location. In addition, he would like to have this stadium also be a casino. There's no legal sports bookmaking platform in either Virginia or Maryland right now. So he wants to be ahead of the game and get a gambling license so that he can actually make a lot more money than just off of football. And if he were to surrender the offensive team nickname, he would grease the skids with local governments. So he's looking at this strictly from a financial perspective. There's no great moral conversion or awakening by Dan Snyder in all of this. It's strictly about money.
There's been so much focus on Washington, D.C.'s team. It makes me wonder if other professional sports teams might be next.
Well, it is under discussion. Certainly the Cleveland Indians baseball team, Atlanta Braves, Kansas City Chiefs, and many other teams are reviewing whether they're going to make any changes. And certainly colleges have been foremost in changing nicknames. In fact, even in Seattle here, we had a change in 2000. Seattle University's nickname since 1938 was the Chieftains, and they changed it in 2000. It was really interesting to hear Reverend Stephen Sundborg, the president of Seattle University, talk about that. He expressed it very simply. He said, the whole purpose of a mascot is to unite people. If it offends some people, what's the purpose? And I think that says it well. There's a lot of movement towards more changes. Whether this happens, it's hard to say, but the movement is making far more changes than I think people ever imagined 2 months ago.
This all seems to beg the question of why are there so many nicknames involving Native Americans in sports?
Well, I call it the noble savage trope. It's a terrible way to conduct sports business, but historians have generally been white, and they've been writing history for white school children. And what they do is paper over the genocide that occurred for more than 200 years against Native American people. And so they have elevated this notion of the noble savage as a bit of tokenism to salute the bravery of a conquered people. And today's Native Americans have every right to say that that's not a reminder that we wish. And I get it. And what I also get is there's a whole lot of white people who are just unable to own our truths. And it's about time we start.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.